The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Connell & Company.
What would you think if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning, this is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And today we are talking about people who are friends to us, friends in the community, getting by with a little help from my friends. And some friends I have in the studio right now are my friends from Connell and Company Realty. Good morning, y'all. I have Angela Sherrill and Will Maben in the house.
Good morning.
We
Good morning.
Would love to hear how you can help us out with our realty needs.
Okay.
Well, first,
a little different spin on the song, but you know what? I'm in the mood for a little love this morning. So.
Right. Happy Thursday to everybody.
Absolutely.
It's
how are you?
A little cool out there, but what a beautiful day.
Yes, it's gorgeous.
I am great. As a matter of fact, we're starting to see the real estate market heat up again. Exciting times.
Yes. We are.
Well, it's 2025, so we didn't know exactly how things were going to look, but now I'm getting sort of a vibe that maybe things are going to be a little better than we thought. What do you think?
Think so. Hoping so.
The sun is shining.
Yes. Okay. Well, tell us. Tell people if they're interested in buying, selling. What's the scoop?
Well, there's a lot of houses on the market right now. I believe that now is the time for that buyer who has been out there waiting for a change in the market. Things are starting to change.
Right. I think there are over 3,300 active contingent listings on the market on MLS.
3,300?
That does not include, for sale by owner. It's just, you know, if you have the ability to be on MLS, that's what we know.
And 3,300 sounds like a large number, mm-hmm. but it really isn't. I've got people that I was talking to earlier this week where they've been tracking this for the last 30, 40 years on just the sheer numbers. Mm-hmm. And we had a time during pre-COVID and post-COVID, you know, right there as we were going into and recovering from where our inventories went way down and it was a scary low.
Less than 1,000.
Right.
Oh my goodness,
but
yeah.
But then we usually hold somewhere right around this number mm-hmm. is what we hold on the market. So it's kind of that comfort zone. We're in our comfort zone right now. And what it says is the buyers have been waiting a little while. The sellers are now starting to sell. So mm-hmm. we're getting more active listings. It is a good time for buyers. They have options out there. We're also seeing an ease in the interest rates. It's not dropping or plummeting, which I don't think we'll see plummeting, at least not for the next year or so.
Right.
What do you think about that, Angela?
I think that's accurate. I think the sweet spot is tied to inflation. And so I think we all need to continue to do the things that keep us with lower inflation. I think that's where the feds are trying to balance. And it's where, you know, there is never a bad time to buy. There is always a better time. And that better time is today.
Okay.
Today.
All right. Today. So what do I need to do?
Well,
if I've got a house, I'm ready to go. I pick up the phone and I call Connell and Company.
Well, pick up the phone and call Angela or myself.
Okay.
Right. Connell and Company is full of great agents that can help. But Angela and I, we are working and we spend our own money to bring this here to you today. It's Angela and I. And you can reach myself, Will Maben, with Connell and Company, 850-261-7020.
And Angela Sherrill at 850-292-3165.
Perfect. We're glad to help. I also have a website that I've created. It's willmaben.com. You can go through and see payment calculators. There's a page in there where you can see what your house is worth, what trends are happening in your neighborhood. It's full of fantastic information, and please feel free to go on and just play with it. It's cool just to see what kind of values, what kind of house payments, what kind of interest rates, what does an interest rate do to your payment?
Because
you can go in and change those numbers around. But there's a lot of great things going on. I saw that the interest rates eased a little bit, and I saw a 6.875,
oh, nice.
Which was pretty fantastic.
Right.
I was talking to another lender, and she says, well, we don't have anything below 7. I said, and she says, nobody's offering that. I said, well, look. And I had it in writing, so I showed her. And she says, send that to me so that I can ask, okay?
Oh, there you go. Good
and
for
so,
you.
Competition is key.
Mm-hmm.
And we tell Will and I and the agents at Cannell, and I'm sure other brokerages do as well, suggest that you shop your rates. You shop for a loan just like you shop for a car. You know, the person who gets the best rate is generally the person who's been organized enough to keep their house in good working order so that, you know, most people, if they're buying something, they're probably going to have to sell something.
Very true.
So, you know, a home does not run itself, does not run itself. It takes intention. It takes having partners. Your realtor, Will and I can be your partner. It takes, you know, your financial advisor to help you. It takes a village of people to make these transactions go smoothly.
Well, and there's so many changes that a typical person may not be aware of that are constantly happening in the market, the paperwork that you need, credit, blah, blah, blah. You know, there's so many things.
Yeah.
But you could probably, I'm guessing, help someone right from the get-go, even someone maybe that hasn't done this process before,
right,
and walk them through it, what inspections they need, what they need to make the house look nice for,
right,
sale and photo, that kind of thing.
Right. And there's some really good first-time home buyer deals. And, you know, generally your lender is who is going to be the pulse of knowing where those good financial deals are.
Mm-hmm.
And so generally a realtor will have several different lenders that they would suggest that you talk to.
Well, we've had a couple of those folks on the show, too, have been just fascinating, really interesting to,
yes,
hear their take on the market and,
right,
what they can do to help, especially a first-time home buyer.
Right.
It's great to have a lot of friends. And Angela and I, we do. We have a lot of friends,
yeah,
and we've brought a lot of them in. We didn't bring a special guest in today because this was a special show for us.
Yeah.
We're just in for the short period of time and then back out. But we will be on our first Thursday of every month at 10 a.m., and we will have a guest. We are already booking through August right now.
Oh,
so,
I love that. That's great.
We, yeah, have guests that want to be on our show. Our friends want to be on our show. One thing that I will say is talk to your real estate professional about what your plans are. I'm starting to see some people are acting ahead, and they're going out, they're talking to who they think would be their best option for a mortgage. And then they come and talk to me, and I say, no, we've got to have it run through this one. Now we're running your credit twice. And it makes sense to put a plan together and get that pre-approval out there. We want that. But let's figure out what direction you're headed before that. And that could be just a quick conversation. One thing I will say is a sign of a good agent, they know what's out there on the market. And
right,
once you start talking about, hey, I'm looking for this, this, and this, if that agent can't say, well, there's this one, and this one, you may need to find another agent.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Or I've got this lender right here. I've got this lender. You need contacts. That is the lifeblood of this business is I joke and say I'm the guy that knows the guy. But – it's
well, there's
important.
Truth in that.
There is truth in that. And if you know the roadmap on success, that's half the battle for this, and just helping somebody actually get through from start to finish. We have a question?
No, I was just going to say real quick, you're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And if you have a question for Angela Sherrill or Will Maben, who are both realtors with Cannell & Company, and they've been in this industry a long time, just text it in at 850-437-1620.
Yes. And my number is 850-292-3165.
And I'm Will Maben with Connell & Company Realty. My phone number is 850-261-7020, or you can reach me at willmaben.com.
Right. One thing that I think we ought to talk about today is the difference between updating and remodeling. And just a real quick...
The way she said that just made me go,
right.
Gasped.
Updating is where you don't... What updating is where you change your countertops from, mm-hmm. say, laminate to quartz or some type of like granite, natural stone, and you don't change the footprint.
You mean I should get rid of the tile on my countertop?
Yeah, you could do that too.
Wood paneling in the den, maybe?
Well, right.
Or that's maybe coming back.
Right,
I don't know.
But, you know, so you can update without moving walls, right. Without changing the footprint of your home.
Fresh coat of paint.
Right, a fresh coat of paint. And these are items that, yes, will give you additional value, but when you remodel... To change functional obsolescence, like you have a room where you walk into the room and the only way you get out of that room is you have to back out of it or turn around and walk back.
Oh, dear. Oops.
Yeah, oops.
Not a good look.
Right, not a good look. And those remodeling generally requires permitting.
And contractors.
And contractors. And so when you are reading... property descriptions, either on the Pensacola MLS website, the websites of your various realtors, Zillow,
WillMaben.com.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. Somebody throws around the term update and somebody throws around the term remodeling. You need to question the person who's writing the description. What does it mean when you say update? Did the house have new carpeting? Did the house have fresh paint? Or if they tell you that in the description, oh yeah, it was remodeled and we changed out the paint, mm-hmm. we, you know, put on new cabinet doors, that's not remodeling.
Okay, good distinction.
So, you know, and remodeling, you will generally increase the value of your home because you've really improved the footprint.
Mm-hmm.
Not always do you get the same value,
right.
back. So as you're doing those remodeling things, it's kind of like adding a pool. If the pool costs $70,000, you're not getting $70,000 in value out of, mm-mm. it. Part of it's because you want a pool. Enjoy that. And, you know, you bring up a very interesting point. There's a lot of people who are thinking about, well, is it time to sell my house? Or just wanting to freshen it up. And if it's just freshen it up, you could go through and do a fresh paint or, mm-hmm. some small changes,
yeah.
and make it the way you love it and stay exactly
where you are.
Which... That's advice that it counteracts my entire job. So the goal is to make customers happy. We want you happy in your home.
Right. And I'll add on to that. I received a phone call from very good friends who are trying. They're a little bit older, and they're trying to stay in their home. And so they wanted to know if they took out their tub in their master and replaced it with a walk-in shower. Do they need to, is that going to add value or take away value? And the question is, do you have another tub in the home? Because if it's a family, if you have a nice size home, I would tell you, you need to keep one tub.
Mm-hmm. At least one. But it's also the value to them, and
right.
it would make a huge value to them. So yes, it makes it more valuable, but... More marketable, maybe not.
Right.
Interesting.
Which is a huge thing. So, really, we're in our homes. Every
yeah.
one of us, changes that we see as necessary, yes, they're valuable.
Mm-hmm.
They make it to where it's worth living in your house. Do them. Make those changes.
Yeah.
But proceed with caution. I mean, you are making this house. If you want to get the money back, you need to make proper changes and careful.
Yeah, and as a realtor, everybody knows a realtor. You need to have confidence in the realtor that you talk to. And I would suggest if you're talking about freshening up, quote, updating, or if you're remodeling, talk to a realtor. Mm-hmm. Talk to somebody that you do have confidence in. If you're already talking to a contractor, trust me, they want you to remodel mm-hmm. because it's putting money in their pocket.
Right, that's right.
So,
well, what makes the two of you, I mean, I kind of have an idea of the answer to this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. What makes the two of you stand out and makes you different from, say, other realtors in our community? What is it about you that you pride yourselves on in the way that you do your jobs?
I would tell you that there are a lot of very good realtors in Pensacola. We, you know, there are a lot of companies that have been around, not as long as us, but there are a lot of very good companies, and we pride ourselves on education. We constantly have education. And the other thing is that, as Will has said numerous times too, we want you to be happy. We want you to feel connected to your property. We want you to have pride of home ownership. You know, I don't, it's such a, it's not an easy process to go through selling mm-hmm. and purchasing. Mm-hmm. It's not easy. The last thing I want to do is sell you a lemon.
Mm. Right, right.
Well, and also, I don't know if you noticed, but already in this show, I have said you could stay in your home. That, mm-hmm. It's not just running out and going after a commission for me. It's what works best for the customer, not what works best for me or the contractor or any. It's what's going to make your house better for you.
I think they call that integrity.
Well.
and not necessarily. There's certainly hustlers out there. Right. But there's also, like you said, there's some wonderful realtors. But what you're saying now makes a difference to me. If you're going to be straight with me, you probably don't want to sell right now. Or you're going to give me some solid advice. That's worth a lot. And I'll come back to you when
I'm
going to
tell the truth is what I'm what I'll say. And not just because I need a listing. I want it. But
ultimately, we are problem solvers. Mm-hmm. We have people come to us and who say, my parents have no money.
Mm.
What would you suggest we do? You know, they need as much money from the sale of this home as possible,
right.
But they don't have the ability to make any improvements or to fix the wiring or put on a new roof.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually dealing with this right now. I'm glad you said this. My recommendation is should we do that and you know the house needs a roof, well, what we can do is once we get a contract on the house, we can offer to replace that roof. And the seller or the parents who don't have the money to pay for it, we have a lot of great partners kind of, and it brings the roofers that we've brought in. It brings everybody in. They will do the roof replacement.
Right, because ultimately everybody is going to need insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So we try very hard to find great partners in roofing, great partners in HVAC mechanical, great partners in electrical, great partners in plumbing. And those are really the four largest areas of concern that a buyer and or a seller should have mm-hmm. and should maintain.
Are there any things that a buyer might say that you're having that conversation about the house that are kind of like, like warning signs that the language they're using might not be honest? Are there things that you can look out for, especially when they're talking about, well, we fixed this up, quotes. This was fixed, quote. You know, how do you
always
distinguish what's true and not?
Yeah.
There's always things and warning signs.
Mm-hmm.
There's no replacement for the eye test.
right.
Running through the house and actually looking at things and seeing things, and you can see where something's been repaired in a house usually.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's a master doing that kind of work, you can see that there's been work in a spot.
Yeah.
And if not, you can also go off of the inspections that we do
mm-hmm.
and be able to go through. But to answer your question, there's all kinds of questions and concerns, and really, you don't know what you don't know, and that's why you need a professional to help you with this. And I find myself walking through the house and everybody, they're talking about, ooh, my couch would look good there. And I'm talking about, was that a leak?
Yes.
Yes, exactly. I'm looking at, they replaced the floor, but it doesn't quite match up. Mm-hmm. And they're talking about, ooh, I like the refrigerator. I'm thinking, is that wiring proper?
Yes. That's so why you need the professionalist experience.
Right. It's kind of funny. I mean, I do get into the oohs and ahs of it, but at the same time, I'm walking through and I'm looking at this and looking at that, and I've already got a list of things in my head when they start talking about, well, do you see any problems? Yes, I do. I got blah, 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 blah. And then it's almost overwhelming when I go through and I start listing off the problems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then at the same time, that's just because I have their best interest in mind.
Mm-hmm. Right. Before we arrived today, I got a phone call about a listing that is under contract that Will and I are working together on this deal. And
we've talked about this house a lot on the
yes,
air.
Yes, we have. And so, unfortunately, there was a plumbing issue this morning.
Uh-oh.
Well, the people
with the freeze, the weather, yes. Maybe.
So, no. We don't know. Okay. So anyway, but these people have been so top of mind as far as staying after all of repairs and service and maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, do you need a phone number for a plumber? Nope, got that. We have our plumber. He's on the way.
All right.
And so when you work with people like that, when you find a seller like that and or a buyer who is maintenance, mm-hmm. and let's take care of the problem, it seems like it might be expensive, and sometimes it is, but let me tell you something, it's a whole lot cheaper on this end, on the end result, mm-hmm. because they've maintained it,
right,
and they fixed it when they could,
right.
Well, and I use this as an example with my daughter. When those lights come on the dash of the car, they're not for decoration. They're a warning. There's something going on, and if we fix it right,
a lot like a dad right there.
If we fix it right now, it's not going to cause another problem. And it seems like problems will snowball the mm-hmm. longer you leave them unattended. That's a perfect example of it. Is kind of how they went and fixed it. We're not dealing with a flood situation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's hard to believe, but we're out of time. We're down to our last minute, so give us your contact info so everybody can reach out to you.
Angela Sherrill here with Connell & Company. My number is 850-292-3165.
Will Maben with Connell & Company Realty, 850-261-7020 or at willmaben.com.
And your special announcement that you wanted to talk about?
We have coming March the 6th, we have Pensacola Title Company with Foz and Kelly Moulton. And in April the 3rd, we have
Westmark & Associates, the insurance company. They're going to talk about what we can do to protect our homes for the upcoming storm season.
Oh, this sounds very good. I'm psyched. So this is going to be Thursdays, right?
Thursdays, first Thursday of each month.
At 10 a.m., we're a one-hour show on those Thursdays. And always have a guest that can, something, right? It's very informative. I love having them come in, and they're starting to love coming in. We're booked through August now. It's amazing.
Yay. All right. 30 seconds. One more time with your phone numbers.
850-292-3165. Angela Sherrill.
Will Maben with Connell & Company Realty, 850-261-7020 or at willmaben.com.
Thank you both so much for being here. We get by with a little help from our friends, and they're definitely your friends in realty.